me, Tom Cormack, as always, here on a Wednesday night with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, coming up on tonight's programme, we've got a special programme focusing on the Donegal Masters. Of course, they're in action on Saturday in an All-Ireland final. They take on Dublin, who are chasing a second Masters title in a row. That game down in Ballyleague in Roscommon. Of course, Donegal coming through, having lost the last two semi-finals, last year's semi-final to Dublin and the previous year's to Mayo. So they're looking forward to this one. They're in their last training session tonight, and I'm just back in after speaking to a number of players and the vice captains, or the joint team captains of Paddy McGrath, Charlie Doherty, Jared McGill, and defender Sean McDade, as well as Kerry Ryan and Charlie Boner, and county board chairman Paul Gallagher, who also is a chairman of the Donegal Masters Board, who is also a member of the team. And they're certainly looking forward to that. It's a big occasion for them. It's down in Roscommon, and Donegal hoping to put an end to the Dubs reign. It's a first final for all of them indeed, having lost, as I said, in the semi-finals last year. We're coming up, we're going to hear first of all from the vice-captains Paddy McGrath and Charlie Doherty, and then we'll hear from former Donegal senior goalkeeper Jared McGill, of course, who is now living and working in Carlow and travels up for training, and All-Star Masters defender Sean McDade.
Paddy McGrath and Charlie Doherty, joint captains. We'll start with you, Paddy. All set and looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. We've been going now for 4 or 5 months, and we've been going well in patches, and we've a couple of games we didn't perform to our best, but the last couple of games now we've come good, and few new faces introduced this year, and things are starting to take shape. But in saying that, we'd need probably the best performance of the year to beat Dublin, so I think it's time to get focused now, and we're looking forward to it at the same time. But we'd need to be bringing our A game to be competing, I think.
And tell me, how has preparations gone? As you mentioned, you seem to be coming into form at the right time. Would that be fair to say?
Hopefully it's fair to say. Yeah, the last couple of games we have performed. Galway was a big game, because Galway had beaten us by 4 points earlier in the year on one of the games we didn't perform. So we were really up for that game against Galway, and I think we did play well that day. It was fairly intense. And then the semi-final, another tough battle. But I think it'd be fair to say the toughest battle is to come. So, but everybody is focused now, and after the last couple of years getting so close and not getting to a final, I think we're all looking forward to being in that final. And, but as I said, the performance needs to be there for us to be competing.
As you said, beaten in the last two semi-finals, was it? Lost to Dublin last year, who actually went on to win. Lost to, was it Mayo or Galway the year before?
Yeah, Mayo the year before. We drew with Mayo and lost after extra time. And Dublin last year, we drew with them the first day, and we probably should have beaten them the first day. We had 4 or 5 wides towards the end of that game to go ahead, and we didn't. But then they beat us, I think they beat us by maybe 3 or 4 points in the replay. But they're beatable. You know, we've a couple of new heads in this year that's given everybody a boost. We probably have a couple of more legs this year that can get up and down the field where maybe we struggled last year. So we're hopeful, but it'll be, as I keep saying, it'll take a performance to beat them.
Yeah. And Charlie Doherty, fair to say you're probably one of the veterans of this side, because I know Paddy's been here for 3 years with the team. You're here now for 4, isn't it?
Aye, 4 years I've done. One of the first ones ever, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, are you enjoying it as much as ever?
I am, surely. But I enjoy meeting all these boys. You know,
giving them new lease of life.
And tell me,
how does this team compare to the last couple of years where you've gone so close? We heard Paddy mention there that quite a new faces have come in.
Well, it's hard to compare them all. You know, the different players come in and come, some come and go, and others, you know, it's hard to compare them.
Okay. And obviously you played against Dublin last year. What were they like?
It's a battle.
Yeah.
As Paddy said, we'll need to re-game, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, you've been around the block a while now, for playing for Donegal, playing for Naoimh Mura. Big interest in the game and the club at home, is there?
Oh, geez, I see up on Facebook today. There's a best wishes kind of stuff. So.
Free man of Anagri and Molyneux and Ranafast when you come back.
I doubt that now, but we'll see. Hopefully.
And tell me, what's it going to take to beat Dublin, do you think?
Every man, the whole panel, has to just perform. That's just the long and short of it.
And the game obviously takes a big commitment. You train one night a week for the last 3 or 4 months. I'm sure you're training with the club as well, probably, are you?
We are, surely. That do your own then.
Because you're playing still with the reserve team, are you?
Yeah, mate, yes.
Every year. Do you mind me asking you what age you are now?
Just around the 50.
Right, fair play. So, one of the veterans of the team, and as I say, looking forward to a final.
I am, surely. But we'll see what happens.
Paddy, back to you. As I said, asked Charlie there, you enjoying it? Do you still enjoy it, or is it getting a bit serious now that you're in a final?
No, it's probably where you want to be. You don't get into it to get to a final, but as the year goes on, every time you go out, it's competitive. Your competitive nature comes back to the fore and you're mad to win. So when you've got to the semi-final, you want to get to a final, and when you get to a final, you want to win it. So that's where we are now, and they'll be in the same boat.
You get your hunger back.
Yeah, that competitive edge comes out in you, does it, Charlie?
Oh, God, it does.
Yeah. Tell me, who's going to make the speech for the Cup? Have you decided on that yet?
No, we'll discuss that some other time.
What do you think, Maggie?
That could be, if we win on Saturday, it could be a quick discussion. Who'll go up? We'll go up together. And somebody will say a few words. It'll not be something we'll be putting a lot of thought into. We'll be focusing totally on the game now, I think.
Well, I'm joined now by Jordan McGill, former Donegal goalkeeper, and of course a man that's built up quite a reputation managing club or county ladies teams. I think Dublin to an All-Ireland final, maybe first of the three in a row, I'm not sure, but I know you were there for a while, Jared, and also by Sean McDade, a Masters All-Star from earlier in the year. We'll start with you, Jared. Obviously, big days against Dublin, big days is nothing new to you.
I don't know, but well, from a playing perspective anyway, it's something new, but I'm not looking forward to it now. Look, it's a great competition, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge of it now. Dublin are a serious outfit, and we're there in merit, and we'll see how it goes.
Do you know any of the Dublin team, or is there any of the names that we would recognise from past Dublin teams?
Chatting a few boys there over the last couple of weeks there. Mick O'Keefe from Kilmacud is involved with him. He played last year. Ray Cosgrove's involved. Niall Crossan is still playing senior football with Aaron Zale, he'd be fairly strong. I see Shane Ryan playing in the middle of the park, and then there's a chap, Ian Clark, who played cornerback during Tommy Carr's tenure, and Padder Andrews as well, his brother Paddy Andrews, so fellas, plenty of experience of former inter-county players, but they'll be sharp.
You're based out in Carlow, are you, at the moment? So it's a bit of a commitment, isn't it, to come up here on a Wednesday night?
I don't mind coming up on a Wednesday now. It's nice to get an opportunity to play with these fellas. Some fellas that maybe I only would have played against, I'd have played against from a club perspective, and then the other fellas then maybe they've played with years and years ago, but it's a great competition, and it's enjoyable, and there's a bit of crack about it as well, Tom. But at the same time, like when you're out on the pitch, you want to win. There's no question about that.
And tell me, are you still playing club football?
Still playing a wee bit of club football. Didn't play any championship this year yet. Now I'm trying to train young fellas now to take
up. Who are you playing down in Carlow?
I'm involved with Airog in Carlow.
Oh, yeah, of course, former All-Ireland champions.
Aye, they're a good setup down there. We've county semi-final now on Sunday, so we'll hopefully we're going into that in good humour after a win here on Saturday.
And Sean McDade, as I said, you've had your time in the sun already this year, playing with the Masters All-Stars. Looking forward to Saturday?
Very, very much so. I owe them one from last year. I got badly injured in the semi-final last year against them, the first game.
That was a close game, wasn't it?
It finished a draw in the end. We had three chances to win it towards the end, and we just didn't take them. And they got the draw, and they pipped us in the replay.
Yeah, yeah. So they're a good side. Is there many of that Dublin team still about, or?
I'd say they're nearly all there, and they've a few extra as well. They've a little corner forward, Kieran McGuinness. I used to play with him when I was in Dublin, and he's lively, he's fast, and he can finish. He feeds off the full forward very well, coming round the side, and he gets a good few of their scores now. He's probably their main danger man.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about this Donegal team. Is it better? Or obviously it is. It's got to the final than last year. What's made the difference?
There's a few new lads come in this year.
Two young lads.
Well, a few young lads. Two club men of my own, Peter and Adrian.
Peter and who? What sorts?
Peter Devlin and Adrian Doherty. Both came in, and Jimmy Freel, Johnny McCafferty, fellas like that, all come in, make a huge difference to the team.
Yeah, yeah. And talk to me about your campaign so far. Kind of, I know I was speaking at one stage to Val Murray. He was kind of iffy as if you were going to make the knockout stages. What happened?
Well, I suppose we didn't really click towards the start of the year. We were very sort of lethargic in the games we did play, and we got over the line in most of them, but we got absolutely hammered by Tyrone up in Tyrone in Kilty Clocher. The game was fierce intensity. Johnny McClafferty, was his first game. He said he couldn't believe the intensity of the game and the speed which it was played. But we played Galway then in the quarterfinal or the playoff to get into the semi-final, and it just seemed to click from there. Our own intensity upped, and we put in a couple of huge performances then after that.
Mm-hmm. And obviously a good victory against Roscommon last time out as well.
Massive victory. Again, we upped the intensity again, another level there, and we played in patches in that game. We had a very good spell, probably the second quarter. We were dominated everywhere on the field, and after that then we let them back into it, the same as the Galway game. The third quarter, but we came good in the end, and if we can produce that sort of form now for the full game against Dublin, we'll need to in order to get over the line against them.
I was looking back at the record books and Father Sean Gallagher's book. Donegal beat Dublin and Masters twice in the early part of the new millennium, 2002 I think and 2003, back to back. So can you do it?
Well, I hope so. There's a club man of my own, John Farn. He has an All-Ireland medal from it, so he's. I think he's even coming down to watch the match. There's a few coming down, so he. Listen, we'll give it our all anyway. We'll not be left wanting on the day.
Is Doris bus out on Saturday?
It's out. It is. I think the reserves are coming down anyway.
Yeah, that's good. So looking forward to it again. And Jared, much interest up in Glen? Are you getting many calls or Facebook messages?
Yeah, plenty of interest up there. Plenty good luck messages as well, you know. Martin Gillespie was playing last year, in fairness to him, and he was a great star for the Masters over the last couple of years. So it's great to be fit. It's great to be fit to even carry on that, you know.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Very much so looking forward to it. Look at you get to this stage now. You get to this stage in your career. It's great to be playing, you know. So I mean, but we're better to play than an All Ireland final. You never know when you get the chance again.
Are you enjoying it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's as Sean said there. It's the tempo and the intensity to the games. Like, you know, it's not, you know, the perception maybe. Until people actually come and watch the games, maybe, you know, there's a couple of lads just playing football, but it's not like that. It's very, very competitive, and it's up at a very high standard.
And as I said, you were involved with Dublin Ladies, weren't you, at stage, managed them?
I was involved with them for 4 years and won in Ireland in 2010, and it's great to see them going as well now again. I mean, I think those five of the team that I had were togged out last Sunday, which is great to see them. You know, a good bunch of girls, and they've had plenty of disappointments themselves, so. They're the team to beat at the minute.
So you have plenty of contacts and plenty of friends up there. So bragging rights coming on with this one as well, I suppose.
There's plenty. Yeah, I mean, look at I suppose the Dubs there'll be no lack of confidence in them going into this game on Sunday now. But you look at we'll see at 4:30 on Saturday evening where things lie.
That's Jared McGill, the goalkeeper for the Donegal Masters, who are in the All-Ireland Masters final on Saturday, taking on the mighty Dubs down in Ballyleague in Roscommon. And before that, you heard Sean McDade from Oris, of course, a veteran of the Masters. And before that, we heard from the joint captains, Paddy McGrath and Charlie Doherty. We're going for a short break, and when we return, we'll hear from Kerry Ryan of Airua and Charlie Boner of Glen Swilly, two great stalwarts of the Donegal Masters. And we'll also hear from the Donegal Masters board chairman, Paul Gallagher, who also happens to play on the team as well. GAA Vigas Fáilte Rash, and well, our focus tonight on the GAA programme is on the Donegal Masters, and well, their bid for All Ireland Masters success. They're taking on Dublin this weekend. It's on Saturday afternoon down in Ballyleague in Roscommon. That's on the shores of Loch Ree, and well, certainly if the weather stays fine, it'll be a pleasant place, and hopefully Donegal come out on top of that. We've heard before the break there, we heard from joint captains Paddy McGrath from Éireann Ballyshannon and Charlie Doherty from Niamh. We also heard from the Donegal goalkeeper, of course, well known, former Donegal senior goalkeeper, and indeed a man that guided Dublin to All-Ireland ladies success in 2010. He started the renaissance of football in Dublin ladies, and of course, which ended up with five All-Ireland titles last weekend, or three All-Ireland in a row last weekend for Dublin. We also heard from Sean McDaid, of course, who was a member of the All-Ireland Masters All-Star team earlier this year as well. They're certainly looking forward to the final coming up shortly. We'll hear from Paul Gallagher, chairman of the Donegal Masters Board, who was also well, one of the main drivers behind the renaissance and return of the Masters football, both at national and local level. And he also is a dashing half forward on the team. And but before that, we hear from Éireann stalwart Kerry Ryan, who is joined also by Charlie Boner from Linswilly.
And now joined by Kerry Ryan from Éireann Ballyshannon and Charlie Boner from Glenswilly. We'll start with you, Charlie. Obviously, on a fine a Wednesday evening like this, it's good to be still playing football and looking forward to an All-Ireland final.
That's great, Tom. Great. That's something that we planned for at the start of the year, but I thought it was gone a few months ago because we kind of had a very poor start. We started well. We beat Sligo in the first game, and I missed a few games then myself, you know. But we pushed on, then we knuckled down. We'd done a bit of training. A few boys come in. You know, John Harn has come in there again. He was weighing holidays more times away than he's with us. But
Altitude training, probably.
Yes, attitude training, yes.
Attitude, no, altitude.
No, attitude training, I call it with John Harn at this stage. But no, it's been great, you know what I mean? There's a lot of work goes on there, you know, like, that's the training and all is good, like, but, I mean, the sponsors, like, take Paul Galler and people like that, the amount of work they put on there, Sean McDaid, and, you know, it really means, like, Charlie Doherty, boys like that, you know, they go out and they get the sponsors, they get the money gathered, and, like, the training comes natural. If you want to train, it's there to train, you know what I mean? Val and all them put on a good effort, and Liam Breen, you know, so... No, I hope Dublin will be good, like, and I hope if we put our best team on the field and every man gives it 100%, I think we're well capable of beating them, you know. I played last year against them, you know, and we left it behind us in the first game, you know, the second game, we were way off the pace, you know. I think Dublin grew a lot under what we would do, and we just couldn't match them the second day, you know. So I'm hoping now this year that every man gives it 100% and go at them, show them no respect, and I think if we do that, we can push on, you know.
Kerry Ryan, part of the team for the last couple of years as well. We heard Charlie say there, you know, that you ran Dublin close last year, maybe left it behind you. It was a similar story against Mayo the year before, the semi-final stage. How big a factor was that in driving you on to come back again this year? Or you just enjoy it, do you?
Well, every man is enjoying football, and to be injury-free at this time of the year is great too.
This time of your life?
True. But no, it was very disappointing to lose to Dublin last year, and we should have took them the first day, and we didn't take our chances. We have a couple of new, younger lads, Shamey Nanny Freel and Johnny McCaffrey. It was great additions up in the forward line. Plus, we have a new keeper this year, Jerry from Glencolum Killis, travelling up and down from Carlow. He's putting in an awful bit of effort just to be here for training, but his kick out is top class. In fairness to him, if he was still knocking around, Glencolum killed him, and he'd probably be playing with their senior team, so he would. But the drive and the lads at the minute, it's just great, and we're just lucky to be getting another bite at Dublin now for the final. Mm. Thank God.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Dublin, Donegal have a great record against Dublin in finals. They beat them, as we all know, in 92. They beat them in 2002 and 2003 as well in the Masters final, back-to-backs.
There's not much pressure now coming with that. No, if we get the rub of the green and if we're thereabouts in the last 10, 15 minutes and with the bench that we have, boys will be sailing in and out. And if we're just lucky enough to be nip and tuck with them, we'll give it our all. So we will, hopefully now.
I was speaking to Gerard Miguel earlier and he was telling me about, you know, Ray Cosgrave and Shane Ryan and players like that, you know, household names just maybe 10, 12 years ago lining out against you.
It is, it's a boost even just to be playing against Shane Ryan and Ray Cosgrave and them boys. And it's just nice that if you get close enough to them, you're able to give an odd rap or two. But it's just, it's an incentive to be playing at this level, and it's good to see them boys still at it too. But at the end of the day, hopefully we'll come out on the right side of it.
As we say, you're Aroa Ballyshannon. Val Murray is the manager. He's from Aroa as well. Much interest down in the club?
There's even on our own club website, John Hughes does keep the rest of the club up to date with the Masters and that there. And especially I'm looking after an under-14 team, and in fairness, they give me a bit of stick with playing with the Donegal Masters team. And so there is a bit of interest around the town, which is great. Mm. So it's not too bad.
Mm. And both of you are playing still club football, aren't you? Playing with your reserves, aren't you?
Aye, playing with the second team, and Charlie's still playing too.
Yeah, I'm playing a bit there as well too. Well, want to get a chance.
Yeah, you might get a call up for Sunday, yes.
Well, the way it's going, I'll not say too much.
So, all in all, looking forward to playing in the final, as you said, at the outset, and enjoying your football.
Oh, really looking forward to it. Look, the standard of this is pretty good. Like, you know, people might think when you're 40, the football, like, but we've played a lot of reserve teams around this county on challenge matches, you know, week in, week out, and we've always made a good account of ourselves. We've probably come out on top on a good few of the games, you know, but, like, the commitment, as I say, as Kerry says, new faces, and the boys 39 coming 40 are a real addition to the team, you know.
The young lads.
The young lads, we call them, yeah, so, but it is brilliant, like, and as Kerry touched on it, like Jerry McGill, any man coming up, you know, from Carlo, like, it's not about a crack, you know, for him. It's gone out to one, and I've always played the same myself. When you put on the jersey, there's one thing you want to do, and that's go out and win. And, like, I would guarantee every man in that dressing room when we go in, like, we'll have a big panel of us, like, you know, we'll have well in the 30s with us, and every man goes in there and, you know, puts on a jersey, and when they come on, they give it everything. And, you know, when you see them coming off, you know, every man has left it on the field.
Well, Paul Gallagher, you're the chairman and player as well. So I know this competition means a lot to you because you were one of the people that has been driving it and played part in the revival of it and, you know, even pushed it at national level probably a few years ago.
Yes, Tom, it's been a bit of a journey for us, as the boys have been alluding to. We've been knocking on the door to make the final for the last 2 years. So this year, we've got to the top table, as I say, so we're looking to drive on this year. But it's been a journey for a lot of boys that's in the panel. It's been there since the start in 2016, so there's a core lads there. It's been there from that first training session we had up in Finn Valley Leisure Centre to where we are today. So they're all motivated, they're all driving forward and looking forward to the game on Saturday. Mm.
And fair to say that it has been a progression, really, to get this far.
It has been a progression and picking up players as we go along, losing players as we go as well, boys retiring, boys getting injured, and bringing a few young lads in as well that are just hitting the 40 mark, which is important. So it's been good so far. And, like, there's a lot of interest out there in the Masters. You go around the clubs, and even my own club, they're always asking how you're doing, when you are training, when you are playing. So there's a lot more interest in it, but media exposure helps the same.
And as I said at the outset, you know, the Masters had ran for years and then it stopped running and it came back and it kind of was from outside the GA for a while. This is the first year it's been back under the umbrella of the GA again.
That's right, Tom. The Croke Park have now acknowledged the Masters. We're now under their umbrella as such in terms of using their facilities, using the pitches. We still have our own association, which is growing strength to strength. There are 16 teams competing this year in the Masters Series. And if you look through some of the scores from top to bottom, there's only been a couple of kicks to the ball in between teams. So the standards are getting higher and there's not much between the teams at the moment. So the Masters are in a good place at the moment.
And I know people maybe push their eyes up to heaven and lift their eyebrows when they hear about Masters and guys over 40. And as we heard with the case of Charlie Doherty, they are 50 playing football. But the level of fitness is phenomenal with some of these boys.
The lads are credit to themselves, like the way they keep themselves in good shape. And I think a shout out to the wives as well, the suffering wives that are thinking that us boys are going to start retiring and they're still going on to one thing to another. But the boys are credit to themselves. And if you look through the squad as well, Tom, they're all stalwarts out of their own clubs. They're still playing for their clubs. They're still managing. They might be coaching their age. So we've got legends as such from every club in the county, from Urres down to Bundoran. And like it's a good bunch of lads, and we all drive together.
Val Murray, the manager, can't be with us this evening, so you were the spokesman for the team. How has the preparations gone?
Preparations gone very well, Tom. We have a full squad to pick from for Saturday. We train here at the Convoy Centre of Excellence, which we thank the county board for that, and the great facility. And the boys have put a hard slog in since February. We've been going that long, we've got to a stage where we've got to an All-Ireland final, and we've got a clean bill of health, and the boys are just raring to get on that pitch on Saturday and to do the business.
And as we said, it's Dublin. Obviously, Dublin seem to be winning All-Ireland wholesale at the moment. We saw the senior men win the 5 in a row, the ladies win 3, and I think this team is going for back-to-back.
They are going back for back-to-back, Tom. It seems like any final there is these days, Dublin's in that final. It's Dublin you have to beat. We think we've got unfinished business with Dublin. We've heard from the boys before last year hurt, but we're looking to put that straight this year.
Yeah, and you're still playing yourself as well, or hope to be picked? Well, or at the fact you're chairman, does that have an influence?
No, I have no influence on me at all. No, you're picked on merit. As I say, it's rolling subs on and off, so you do your bits, get on, get off, and that's the nature of the game. Like, but no, I'm fit to go if selected.
And tell me, what's the plan now? When we're here in Convoy on a Wednesday evening, what the match is at 3:30 on Saturday? What's the plan between now and then?
Training tonight with John McNulty. He's guest appearance for tonight. Fair play to John.
Yeah, former manager.
He took us to our Shield final in 2016, so he's looking after us. And then next couple of days is rest and rehydrate, and just looking forward to Saturday and like getting out on the pitch and doing the business.
What's the good feeling, Paul? You're around a long time.
I have not lost too many finals, Tom, as you well know, so I'm very confident of coming out the right side of the match on Saturday. Dublin will be tough. They're going in as favourites, rightly so. They're all reigning All-Ireland champions. But as I said before, we've got unfinished business with these boys, and I don't think they're looking forward to playing us, but we're damn sure we're happy to play them.
That's the voice of Paul Gallagher, chairman of the Donegal Masters Board, who also is a playing member of the team. And before that, you heard from stalwarts Kerry Ryan and Charlie Boner, looking forward to that All-Ireland Masters final on Sunday or Saturday afternoon down in Roscommon. Ballyleague is the venue. Dublin are the opponents. My thanks tonight to my guest, Paddy McGrath, and to Charlie Doherty, the joint captains of that Donegal team, to Gerard McGill and Sean McDade, as well as Kerry Ryan, Charlie Boner and Paul Gallagher. And we wish the Donegal Masters all the best. We will have live reports from the game on Saturday afternoon from Ballyleague and Roscommon. But for me, Tom Comick, Owen, J programme this week, Slán agus Bannock.